For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute, yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Welcome to the pigskin. Gimme the Hogs Chuck!
You heard it here first. Gimme the Hogs Chuck. Fool Pig Suey. You hear?
Gimme the Hogs Chuck! Gimme the Hogs!
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
Hey, welcome in. Glad you're here. As we get set to wrap up the week on the Give Me the Hogs, Chuck podcast, presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. I hope the weather will cooperate this weekend. I don't know that it will, but there's a lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to pay attention to as we begin the day today. Everybody's wanting baseball tickets, and that's why I said I hope the weather cooperates. They've moved up the start time tonight. Rather than play at 7, they're going to play at 6. They're still on for noon tomorrow, but it's supposed to rain on Sunday. It may rain today, may rain tomorrow. So bottom line is they're going to try to get in 3 games around all this weather. So tonight at 6 rather than 7, it's not going to be on the SEC Network. It's going to be on the SEC Network Plus. It's streamed rather than on television because of the time change. So that's the way it's going to work. We'll get into that a little bit more as we move along on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. But I'm going to talk about basketball to begin with today because, you know, as I talk to people around the Razorback Nation, that's the first thing they bring up. Calipari, who's he after? When are all these guys going to begin committing to Arkansas? Well, the answer is right now, because as we record this edition of the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, news is breaking that Billy Richmond is the latest to commit to Arkansas. This comes on the heels of Boogie Flan's commitment to Arkansas yesterday. 5 stars, big timers, future NBA players. And, of course, they've been in Fayetteville this week. And you had to feel like, at the very least, there was a chance that this might be coming. All right, first we're going to talk about Boogie Flan. For those who don't know, he's out of White Plains, New York. I'm going to play a couple of sound bites here. In fact, one long sound bite, rather long, I guess. This is when he committed to Kentucky. And, you know, throughout all this, when Cal left Kentucky to come to Arkansas, everybody wondered, all these great players, have they committed to Kentucky or have they committed to Cal? Well, I think when you hear this, you're going to get the answer.
If you look at Coach Cal's resume, from the guards he produced at my position, I mean, it says it for himself. He's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, if you look at his Hall of Fame speech, how many people he impacted on that stage, you know, that was really big for me. And the main thing is he didn't promise me anything. He said, I got to come in here, I got to work. Nothing would be given. Everything has to be earned. And, you know, I'm ready to go in there and earn that. They're going to see a player that cares for his teammates. You know, he's going to do his all to help us win. You know, he's going to give it his all. And he's going to be a leader on that floor. You're going to see him be a leader.
Again, when you hear his words, the answer is obvious. He committed to play for Cal. Arkansas was not in the group when he originally signed his letter of intent that he was obviously released from when Cal left Kentucky. These guys want to play for Cal. Billy Richmond's the same way. 5-star, fellow 5-star, Camden, New Jersey. His dad played for Cal when he was the coach at Memphis, and he committed to play for him at Kentucky. And when Cal left, he got out of his letter of intent. He comes to Fayetteville this week, and now he's a Razorback. That's kind of how this is working, and I don't suspect it's going to change over the next couple of days. I said this on the Morning Rush earlier this week, and I meant it with all my heart. There are times I just kind of shake my head, and it's like, is this really happening? Is John Calipari really our coach? And are all these five stars that everybody in America has wanted, are they all really becoming Razorbacks? You know, it's happening. And again, when people say, when are all these players going to start flooding in? Well, the answer is right now. And I again, suspect over the weekend we're going to continue to hear more. And I don't think it's going to take very long for this roster to be constructed. Or at the very least, I don't think it's going to take very long for us to figure out how the go-to guys are going to be. The heart and soul of this team is going to be made up of in terms of personnel. I think we're beginning to see that come together very quickly. There are portal guys out there. And from what we understand, in fact, we had a guest on the Morning Rush earlier this week, Jeff Borzello, who covers college recruiting on a national level. And he tells us that John L. Davis, the number one player in the transfer portal out of Florida Atlantic, he says Arkansas is the leader for him. So we'll see what transpires there. This may end up being, and obviously already is, quite a collection of basketball players. Hey, before we move on, if you're buying or selling a home, let me talk to you about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. You've heard me brag on them. And I'll tell you, if you had the kind of relationship with your realtor that I have had over the years, you'd brag on them too. Whatever your situation might be, for some of you, you're a first-time home buyer. For others, you've bought, you're moving on up, or the family's gotten bigger, or you've been transferred, or maybe the house has gotten, or the people in the house have decreased and you're sizing down. All of those things are on the table, whatever your situation. When you partner with an agent from Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, you're partnering with an individual that's going to listen to you, that understands your needs, understands what you want out of the deal. Then they're going to present you a plan, and they're going to execute it. If your realtor doesn't present you with a plan, it means they don't have one. And what you're going to get from Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, is a plan. And they're going to go through that process. They're going to make it happen. There's going to be a contract. And then they're going to get you from contract to close. And perhaps that's what they do better than anybody else. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They've got an office in Fort Smith. You hear us talking about their new office in Branson. They've got a wide selection of homes. And you can check it out at WeickerGriffin.com.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
All right, let's talk baseball. Razorbacks in Florida this weekend at Baumwalker Stadium. Hogs ranked second in the country. Florida was supposed to be really good this year, but it just hasn't quite worked out for them. They're 8-10 in the league, which is good enough to get you in the NCAA tournament, by the way. But they're 21-19 overall. They've lost a lot of midweek games. They're the kind of team that, in fact, Dave's going to talk about him here in a minute. In fact, let's just go to Dave right now. He can say better than I can.
They're really dangerous, and they're very talented. They've just had some young pitchers that maybe are a year away that they've tried to depend on in midweek games that have hurt them. You know, league play, it's just a good league. I mean, you can say this team's better than that team, or, you know, they're supposed to do this. I don't look at it that way. I just, man, they're all good. I mean, there's some teams that are struggling that you kind of shake your head, like Auburn or whoever, but they can hit or they can do this, but they don't finish games on the mound. So, but I look at them as one of the more talented teams in the SEC. They have a lot of pro talent. Guys are going to sign for a lot of money this year, next year. We just need to continue to do what we're doing. That's throw strikes and field the ball and score enough runs to win.
Back to what we were talking about, the opponent this weekend, the Gators. They've been okay in conference play, but as you heard Dave say, they've lost a lot of midweek games. And that happens sometimes with teams. It's happened over the years sometimes to Razorback teams. They've been okay in the league. Enough pitching, enough hitting to, you know, be somewhere around 500 in conference play, but not quite deep enough in terms of the pitching to win midweek games, particularly against good teams. Florida's in a spot where they've got to play the in-state teams. Now, the Razorbacks do too, but let's just be blunt. UALR and Arkansas State are not knocking on the door, so to speak. I think UALR may get into the tournament, but they're not a top 25 team. Florida's got to play Florida State, really good. They got to play Miami, traditionally very good. They've got to play UCF and all these other in-state schools, and there's a lot of talent down in Florida. So, you know, sometimes their overall record can be misleading, and I really think in this case it might be. Florida's got enough talent that they can get hot. You know, some teams scuffle along, and that's just what they are. They're a scuffling team. They just can't quite get over the hump because they don't have enough personnel to do it. Florida's got enough personnel to do it. If they've got a hot streak in them, or if there's a team out there in our league, this might be the better way to put it. If there's a team out there in our league that has a chance maybe to get hot after just being so-so for the first two-thirds, three-quarters of the season, Florida might be that team. And you sure don't want it to happen this weekend. Again, they've moved the time up 7-6 tonight because of the threat of rain. Still on for a single game at noon tomorrow. There's the possibility of a doubleheader. Bottom line is they're going to try to get three games in over the weekend because every game in terms of the standings matters now. So stay tuned. But as of right now, they're on go for 6 o'clock tonight. Hey, if you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you're really not ready for the weekend. We call it Vegas, Arkansas style. And when you download the app, you'll find out very quickly why it's become Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. Because there are Arkansas connections. You've got opportunities for prop bets on Razorback players. The Hogs play tonight. Go to the Bet Saracen app right now. You've got an opportunity to place a wager on the game. There are all kinds of games going on. The NBA playoffs are in full swing. You've got former Razorbacks involved in those. You've got parlays. You've got in-game bets. It's all there at the Bet Saracen app. Now, if you've not downloaded it, you've still got time to do it today. They've got a how to play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. All right, a couple of things, actually three things before we go. The NFL draft continues today. There will be a Razorback or two, I suspect, who hear their names called before it's over. Don't know who's going to go first. Bo Limmer, Dwight McLaughlin, Cam Little, Trajan Jeffcoat, their possibilities. There will be others who may not get drafted, and all these guys may not get drafted. But there will be several of them who have the opportunity for free agent contracts, but that continues as we move through the weekend. Let me mention the Razorback men's golf team. Today is day three of the SEC Championships down at St. Simons Island, Georgia. That'd be a nice place to be this weekend, wouldn't it? They always have the SEC golf tournament down there. The Razorbacks are tied for eighth place going into day three. That's significant because the top eight advanced to match play, which begins tomorrow. Now, you know, we talk about how loaded the SEC is in virtually everything. Just so you'll know, this is men's golf. Just so you'll know, Arkansas is ranked 11th, by the way, in the country. Auburn's ranked number one. Vanderbilt is ranked number two. Ole Miss ranked number five. Tennessee ranked number seven. Alabama ranked number nine. Arkansas ranked number 11. Texas A&M ranked number 22. Georgia ranked number 23. Hey, that's about as loaded as it gets. So, I mean, you know, you hear on the surface, well, they're in eighth place after 2 days of the SEC Golf Championships, 14 teams. You think, well, they're fair to Midland, and that's about it. But then you look at the rankings and you realize just how loaded it is. The teams that are ahead of Arkansas, 23rd-ranked Georgia right now, is second in the conference tournament. Vandy's first, then Georgia. Florida's tied for second, actually, with Georgia. They're ranked 15th. Top-ranked Auburn, fourth. Tennessee, ranked number seven. They're in fifth place right now. 22nd ranked A&M's in 6th place, 9th ranked Alabama's in 7th place, 11th ranked Arkansas's in 8th place, 5th ranked Ole Miss's in 9th place. All those teams are going to be in the NCAA tournament, and all of those teams have an opportunity to get there. You know, Arkansas's been there. Arkansas's been right to the end. I mean, they kind of had their moment in men's golf like baseball had a few years ago when that pop fly fell. You know, men's golf's been right there, close enough to taste it. And they might have an opportunity again this year. Who knows? And finally, the Razorback softball team, ranked 13th in the country. They are at 7th-ranked LSU this weekend. This is the 7th straight weekend that the Razorback softball team has played a ranked team in a 3-game series. They'll play tonight. They'll play tomorrow afternoon. They'll play Sunday afternoon. All of them will be streamed on the SEC Network Plus. All right, that's enough for today. We got basketball, we got baseball, we got the NFL draft to follow. You got other Razorback teams playing men's golf, softball. I probably left some people out. I'm sorry for that. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll reconvene on Monday. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.